Not ashamed. All right. Oh my goodness, yes. Emotional, I think that's to say the least. We knew it was going to be a fight. Obviously, Baltimore, they've been in the playoffs how many times in the past, 7, 8 years? They got a Super Bowl MVP quarterback, great defense, very physical defense. We knew it was going to be a challenging day, but it just makes me so happy to see my teammates fight the way we did. Oh, I got really hot. I got really hot, a little too hot. And so I needed to cool down any way that I could, so I just had them cut them off. No, that's why I wear sleeves all the time. So I try and hide them. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's that's a tough play, too. That's a tough play, though. The way that it happened. But all I was saying is, man, just give us a chance. Please, Lord, just give us a chance. And, I'm thankful that our defense held up. And Coach Del Rio did a great job with the timeouts. I think the clock management was awesome to give us that much time and the ball back. And then after that, man, we just told the guys in the huddle, believe it, man. We've done this 1,000 times. Believe it. And they did a great job of making plays. Yes. Yeah, man. I can't even say how happy I am for him. I told him in there. I said, Seth, man, I'm so proud of you. You deserve it, Talk about a guy that the first day we threw routes on air, it didn't look too pretty, back in rookie minicamp days. And just to watch him work, watch him get better at his craft, to make the team after being on practice squad, and to make the game-winning catch. And he deserves all the credit. I had to I threw it low, and I tried to protect him, and he did a great job of going down and making that catch. And, I'm so happy for him.
The big question was, how would this team respond after week one, because obviously responding to
that's right.
What can you say about the resilience of this team?
We had a big jump from week one to week two. We did. And that's good, and that's great. But one thing about this team, and one thing we've learned, is just one game. We have to have a bigger jump from week two to week three. As long as we continue to do that, we're heading the right place. I said that last year. We're heading the right way, and this is proof of it. We're heading the right way, and we just got to keep doing it. We got to keep coming to work every day and busting our tails at practice and making sure we're getting the extra throws in, but also making sure we just continue to believe in each other. After last week, it's probably easy for guys to say, man, here we go again. But we didn't, because it's not that way anymore. It's a new team. It's a new culture. I think Coach Del Rio and his staff's done a great job.
You said in the huddle you've done this 1,000 times before.
Yeah.
When did you do it 1,000 times?
In practice. On Madden. Beating my brothers. Yeah. No, practice. Practice is so very important. We don't just show up and do it. There's been times where we've had up downs on the line versus the defense in training camp. There's always something for the losers to have to do. And for us, every time if we had to do up downs, man, we hated it because there was punishment for it. And, that's like if you go in there and lose it, which we had before. I remember last year, the Chargers game, threw a ball, a guy made a great play, but it's an interception, we lose. I remember that feeling. And, as long as we continue to keep fighting like we do in practice and competing against each other, we just expect it, And that's all I have to say about that. Man, we knew, that we're going to have opportunity in certain situations for those kind of plays. I just remember Mari ran part of the route. I threw it early because I think someone hit me, coming off late because I was probably holding the ball a little too long. I threw it, and, just as soon as I looked up, he was catching the ball, and he was running to it. I was like, all I was praying is that I didn't overthrow it, but he caught it, and, I knew when he caught it, I was like, okay, he's gone. And, that was a big, juice for our team, really. It gave us a shot of life, and I think that he deserves a lot of credit, man. He's a great spark plug.
When your big run, was that called from up there? Was that your call?
Yeah, it was just, we were reading it out, if they got in a certain look and did a certain thing, then that was going to happen. And it, our coaches did a great job of designing it and telling me what to look for. And when it happened, I just kept it. I don't know how Latavius does it that many times, man. No, that's why I went out of bounds as fast as I could.
Last week you said you might have been too amped up.
Yes.
Pretty amped up today.
Yeah. Yes, just at the start of the game, Coach Downing and Coach Musgrave did a great job of just saying, hey, they'd look at me and just say, because in pregame, I'm, an athlete and I've worked so hard. I love lifting weights. I love being but the quarterback has to be calm. When you step in the huddle, I got to talk to him just like this. And sometimes I get a little fired up. So they did a great job of saying, hey, keep calm. And so throughout pregame, I just stayed, even keeled, encouraging guys and all that. And it really helped. It really helped. And, I'm very thankful for them for noticing it. Yeah, they played a little middle open coverage, and the mic actually, I was going to work Rivera, and the mic actually pushed to Mike, and so I knew it was going to open the hole up to Seth, and what a play call that he knew, Coach Musgrave knew that they were going to be in that look. He said, this is going to be perfect, and we went out there, and I just did what he told me, we worked Seth, and Seth did a great job, man. Talk about a guy, I think it's his, is it his first catch, or is it at least his first touchdown in a big situation to read the coverage right, to run the right, correct route, and then to make the play. He did a great job. Oh, yeah. I was trying to body Mike, and the guy kind of pulled him and jumped in front of it. And so, as soon as I threw it, I was like, okay, if they don't call this, I'm going to be hot, but they called it, and, they did a great job. I was just trying to really, because the guy was behind Mike, so I was trying to put it on him. Just kind of turn him inside and put it on him, and I kind of just saw it.
So your heart didn't go in your throat then, just for a second.
It did, because I was just hoping that they called it. Because they could easily not. And then we're like, oh, okay, great. But they called it. So as soon as I threw it, I was looking. Okay, they better have thrown it. And I'm glad that they made a great job. No, it was good. Yeah, thank you. Oh man, probably the beginning. I just looked in the huddle, man. It was a great look on everyone's face. It was just the confident, man. We're just at practice. We did this. We practice against this. We practice against these looks. And it was just a confident look in everyone in that huddle. And I just said, hey man, I better not screw it up. These guys are ready to go. So, I just tried to get the playmakers the ball, and they did a great job. Man, obviously when there's two of them out there, it's tough, but it's never easy to deal with Doomerville. He's such a great player. Him, Upshaw, they got two great, middle linebackers. I mean, we know that their defense is always going to be loaded. And I think that our guys did a great job. Now, Suggs is a great player. Don't get me wrong, but, if he's out there or not, we just got to keep competing. But, I think that, dealing with Doomerville is never easy for anybody. Yeah. I'm just thankful for a good outcome. Honestly, it feels great, man, to win it like that. But it's not about me. It's about this team, and we have a good young team. And I think that we're growing, like you said. I think that we're growing and heading the right direction. But again, this is just one game. That we can forget about this one real quick and get ready, for the next one, and we have to. I think it meant a lot for Coach to get his first win, especially the way we did it. Because he's been drilling in us that to always compete and there's always a chance to win. And how are you going to bounce back when you get punched in the face? Kind of a deal. And we didn't cower away at all. And that's credit to him and his character, because the way he leads us is the way we go. Whatever message he's trying to get across as a leader, that's what I take the message, and I try and infect the locker room with whatever message he's trying to bring every single day. And so you got to give him so much credit for the way that we fought. Him and his coaches, I mean, goodness gracious, they've done a great job of working with us and teaching us the game situationally also. I can't say enough good things, about him. I think I'm just very happy for him. He was very emotional. It meant a lot to him. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Love the fans. You know, you guys know how I feel. I think Raider Nation's the best in the world, you know, in any sport. And they know how I feel. I tell them all the time, at least on Twitter. So, thanks.
Thank you.